Brooke today on the Scott Radley Show on 900 CHML.
Time for Ben's story of the day. Ben is back at the home office. He is waiting to jump in here. I'm going to give Ben three stories from around the world, three unique stories from around the world, and then Ben will decide which one he likes best. That will be his story of the day. So, Ben, let us start. We almost never include this in Ben's story of the day. We're going to the celebrity file today.
Ooh.
A celebrity Ben story of the day offering comes to us from Barcelona, which is the proper way to say it. Not Barcelona, it's Barcelona. Just for those wondering, and my wife who always mocks me for that, but that's how you say it, I'm told. I don't speak Spanish, but I'm told it's Barcelona. Anyway, Shakira, you know, hips don't lie.
Yep.
Shakira was out for a walk with her 8-year-old son in a park when apparently she was attacked by a pair of wild boars.
Wild boars at the park? That's a new one.
In Spain, in Barcelona.
Right.
Of all the creatures that I would not expect to emerge from the woods and chase a world-renowned pop star and her son, it would be a wild boar.
Could you imagine the sound of that? Like, she's kind of mocked
her
on the internet.
The boar?
I guess all of the above, but like on the internet, she's kind of the female version of Arnold Schwarzenegger, where everybody kind of makes up the noises that they make. I could only imagine what Shakira running away from wild boar, the clutter of sounds.
We need to have a Shakira impersonator give their best impression of Shakira fleeing a wild boar. I'm not even going to attempt it. You know, that part I can do, but the other part, the Shakira part, no, I can't do that. That's a story. Story number two, this one is just strange, and there's no explanation for this one. It's from Lithuania, where a guy quit alcohol a month ago.
Hey,
good for him, right? Good for him. He, you know, if you're gonna, most people, I think it's a fair assumption that if you're quitting alcohol, it's because you have a problem with it. And so good for him for taking action to look after his health and try and get himself back on track. The downside, a lot of people who quit smoking or quit alcohol, they fill that void with something else.
Yep.
People who quit smoking often say they put on weight because now they're putting things in their mouth like where the cigarettes used to go or whatever else. Well, this guy filled his alcohol void with a kilogram of nails, screws, nuts, and knives that had to be surgically removed from his stomach.
I don't even know how I respond to that. He's just, like, ingesting nails, screws, and knives?
And nuts.
Sorry,
the
pardon guy, me.
Like, the nuts, like, the plumbing nuts, yeah. not a metal cashew nut. Yes.
Yeah, okay. So,
how do you go from alcohol, like, is this a logical extension to go, I'm quitting alcohol, so the next thing, obviously, is eating metal?
It sounds absurd. Maybe there's some sort of self-punishment kind of thing of I've done all this and so this is what I get, and then it just kind of subconsciously sticks.
But so a couple things on this one. First of all, you could have heard this guy coming if he had a kilogram of metal. Clink, 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 clink.
A kilogram's not a small amount at all.
No. And heaven forbid he walks by a car wrecking yard with one of those gigantic magnets that lifts up the cars. But beyond that, I think most people understand he's probably very lucky, because most people understand if you eat something, chances are it's going to enter one entry point and leave via an exit point. That would be an uncomfortable passage. The fact that it got stuck in his stomach is probably for the best.
You'd probably sound like RoboCop if you were in a public bathroom and you hear that beside you. What the jingling of that on porcelain?
Story number three, and this one is just too strange to believe that it's almost true, but I looked it up, and this is from BuzzFeed, which is generally a reasonably reliable thing, so I'm going to go with it being true. The story is, it came from online. This person, I guess, had told someone about it. A woman says she got a viral infection, or she got sepsis. She got an infection. from wearing high-cut jean shorts. Basically, she cut them too short, and it gave her a giant wedgie, and the chafing led to an infection that almost killed her. Cut-off shorts. Daisy Duke shorts cut too short, causing a wedgie, almost killed this woman.
That is the reason. If anybody ever asks, hey, that's not decent. Well, that's not decent to you. This is why. It is a health benefit to not have them too short. Also, so at what point are you like cutting out the buttocks area of it entirely and it's just a piece of floss?
That's what it sounds like it was, because she's talking about it being the wedgie that nearly killed her.
The atomic wedgie has nothing on this.
The atomic wedgie, yeah, it's the bad part would be the near-death experience. The worst part would be having to explain to mom and dad why they had to come and get you in the ICU.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, like, or partner or whatever else. I need help. Why? I've got a wedgie. It's killed me. I mean, who could give themselves a wedgie that, anyway.
Do you think they have to call the fire department to cut you out of them?
The jaws of life. They need the jaws of life to extract her from her wedgie shorts. The poor firemen. The stories they would tell. Will your story of the day, Ben, be Shakira being chased through a park in Barcelona by a wild boar? Will it be a Lithuanian man who had to be operated on to remove a pound of nuts, screws, nails, and knives from his stomach? The things that he took to after stopping drinking. Or will it be the woman in North Carolina who nearly died of an infection from her wedgie shorts?
Wedgie shorts being... Could you imagine a medical, like the coroner's office having to issue a death certificate? Death wedgie.
Death, cause of death. We shouldn't be laughing. She could have died. But if you're gonna die of a wedgie, it's probably okay to be laughed at. I got to say, of all the things that you could die of, that most things would not be funny. This one, I'm sorry, you can't expect anything else.
You read the story and react differently.
Want to hear more? Download the podcast on iTunes or Google Play and listen to The Scott Radley Show.
Weeknights from 6 to 8
on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.